Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to Leviticus chapter 14. Leviticus chapter 14, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, This shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought unto the priest, and the priest shall go forth out of the camp, and the priest shall look, and behold, if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper, then shall the priest command to take for him that is to be cleansed two birds, alive and clean, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. And the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water. As for the living bird, he shall take it, and the cedar wood, and the scarlet, and the hyssop, and shall dip them, and the living bird, in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water. And he shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from the leprosy seven times, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose into the open field. And he that is to be cleansed shall wash his clothes, and shave off all his hair, and wash himself in water, that he may be clean. And after that he shall come into the camp, and shall tarry abroad out of his tent 7 days. But it shall be on the seventh day that he shall shave all his hair off his head, and his beard, and his eyebrows, even all his hair he shall shave off, and he shall wash his clothes, also he shall wash his flesh in water, and he shall be clean. And on the eighth day he shall take two he lambs without blemish, and one ewe lamb of the first year without blemish, and 3/10 deals of fine flour for a meat offering mingled with oil, and 1 log of oil. And the priest that maketh him clean shall present the man that is to be made clean, and those things before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall take 1 he lamb and offer him for a trespass offering, and the log of oil, and wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. And he shall slay the lamb in the place where he shall kill the sin offering and the burnt offering, in the holy place. For as the sin offering is the priest's, so is the trespass offering. It is most holy. And the priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering, and the priest shall put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. And the priest shall take some of the log of oil and pour it into the palm of his own left hand, and the priest shall dip his right finger in the oil that is in his left hand, and shall sprinkle of the oil with his finger 7 times before the Lord. And of the rest of the oil that is in his hand, the priest shall put upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot, upon the blood of the trespass offering. And the remnant of the oil that is in the priest's hand shall he pour upon the head of him that is to be cleansed, and the priest shall make an atonement for him before the Lord. And the priest shall offer the sin offering, and make an atonement for him that is to be cleansed from his uncleanness, and afterward he shall kill the burnt offering. And the priest shall offer the burnt offering and the meat offering upon the altar, and the priest shall make an atonement for him, and he shall be clean. And if he be poor, and cannot get so much, then he shall take 1 lamb for a trespass offering to be waved, to make an atonement for him, and 1/10 deal of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, and 1 log of oil, and 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, such as he is able to get. And the one shall be a sin offering, and the other a burnt offering. And he shall bring them on the 8th day for his cleansing unto the priest, unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord. And the priest shall take the lamb of the trespass offering, and the log of oil, and the priest shall wave them for a wave offering before the Lord, and he shall kill the lamb of the trespass offering, and the priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering, and put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. And the priest shall pour of the oil into the palm of his own left hand, and the priest shall sprinkle with his right finger some of the oil that is in his left hand seven times before the Lord. And the priest shall put of the oil that is in his hand upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot, upon the place of the blood of the trespass offering, and the rest of the oil that is in the priest's hand he shall put upon the head of him that is to be cleansed, to make an atonement for him before the Lord. And he shall offer one of the turtle doves or of the young pigeons, such as he can get, even such as he is able to get, the one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering with the meat offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for him that is to be cleansed before the Lord. This is the law of him in whom is the plague of leprosy, whose hand is not able to get that which pertaineth to his cleansing. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, When ye become into the land of Canaan, which I give you for a possession, and I put the plague of leprosy in a house of the land of your possession, and he that owneth the house shall come and tell the priest, saying, It seemeth to me there is, as it were, a plague in the house. Then the priest shall command that they empty the house before the priest go into it to see the plague. And all that is in the house be not made unclean. And afterward the priest shall go in to see the house. And he shall look on the plague, and behold, if the plague be in the walls of the house with hollow strakes, greenish or reddish, which in sight are lower than the wall, then the priest shall go out of the house to the door of the house and shut the house 7 days. And the priest shall come again the seventh day and look. And behold, if the plague be spread in the walls of the house, then the priest shall command that they take away the stones in which the plague is, and they shall cast them into an unclean place without the city. And he shall cause the house to be scraped within round about, and they shall pour out the dust that they scrape off without the city into an unclean place. And they shall take other stones and put them in the place of those stones, and he shall take other mortar and shall plaster the house. And if the plague come again and break out in the house after that he hath taken away the stones, and after he hath scraped the house, and after it is plastered, then the priest shall come and look, and behold, if the plague be spread in the house, it is a fretting leprosy in the house, it is unclean. And he shall break down the house, the stones of it, and the timber thereof, and all the mortar of the house, and shall carry them forth out of the city into an unclean place. Moreover, he that goeth into the house all the while that it is shut up shall be unclean until the even. And he that lieth in the house shall wash his clothes, and he that eateth in the house shall wash his clothes. And if the priest shall come in and look upon it, then behold, the plague hath not spread in the house after the house was plastered, then the priest shall pronounce the house clean, because the plague is healed. And he shall take to cleanse the house two birds, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. And he shall kill one of the birds in an earthen vessel over running water. And he shall take the cedar wood, and the hyssop, and the scarlet, and the living bird, and dip them in the blood of the slain bird, and in the running water, and sprinkle the house seven times. And he shall cleanse the house with the blood of the bird, and with the running water, and with the living bird, and with the cedar wood, and with the hyssop, and with the scarlet. But he shall let go the living bird out of the city into the open fields, and make an atonement for the house, and it shall be clean. This is the law for all manner of plague, of leprosy and scall, and for the leprosy of a garment and of a house, and for a rising, and for a scab, and for a bright spot, to teach them when it is unclean and when it is clean. This is the law of leprosy. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. All right, well, Long chapter. We don't have a lot of time. So let's just pull out some broad principles. First of all, we have this law of cleansing with regard to the leper. Now, I want you to notice two things in this that are extremely necessary for us to take notice of. The first of them is that the man does not pronounce himself clean or unclean. He goes to the priest for that. Often, brothers and sisters, when we have besetting sins, that would indeed render us in one way or another at odds with the church itself, and there is a time of some kind of discipline, whether that would be a censure or a strong warning or admonition, or even an excommunication, whatever that discipline is, that people are not left to their own recognizance in such matters. They must have some ecclesiastical help with those issues. I know that we are private people, and we tend to think that we can handle these things ourselves, and many times we can, but not always. And so there is indeed, if a priest pronounces the leprosy, the priest also must pronounce the cleanliness. And so once there is an issue that rises up to the level of a session or a presbytery or a synod or a general assembly, once those pronouncements have been made, once those sentences or judgments have been passed, they can only be removed by the action of that same public court. So let us remember that very often in Scripture we are not left to our own recognizance. Remember that leprosy is a metaphor of that living death that is sin itself. Remember in Numbers chapter 12, after Moses was insulted by Miriam and Aaron, that the Lord struck Miriam with leprosy. And what did Moses say to the Lord? Why should she be as the dead among the living? Leprosy is a sign of that abiding death of sin. And so, when there is a sin that is pronounced sinful by the leadership of the church, it must be unpronounced. And that's why in the Confession of Faith, under the chapter on church censures, which we are in right now, there will be a pronouncement of censure, and then there will be absolution from censure. And notice that does not say absolution from sin. We don't do that. We don't have that. We don't have that authority nor that ability. But we do have the authority under Christ to impose and to absolve from censures. This is exactly what we're seeing here in Leviticus chapter 14, except it is in that Old Testament primary color religion, church under age kind of example. So that's the first thing. The second thing, however, is notice that when the man is clean, that there are still things left to do. That he is not simply clean. He doesn't simply come to the priest, recognized as clean, boop, everything's back to normal. It doesn't happen like that. There are, and if I can put this in a New Testament context, there are works meet for repentance. There are times when we are lost in some sin. We are beset around about by it. It bests us. It governs us. It pervades our thoughts. It conquers us. And we are in some way censured. But when that censure is removed, remember that censure is removed only in accordance with works meet for repentance. In other words, works that show forth that repentance has taken place. This man is simply not received wholesale back into the worshiping assembly until such time as he has shown forth those works meet for repentance. And so he brings forth an offering. And the offering in the kindness and mercy of the Lord is either one set of things or another set of things. There is a ritual that is performed over him by the priest involving two doves. Then there is also the fact that he comes abroad, notice, from his tent and stays away from his tent for 7 days. You see, that is indicative of this separation from the former evil. So he must be separated from those former evils. What was his tent formerly associated with. Leprosy. That's where he lived, in his leprous estate. And so he must show himself separated from that. Can't go back home for 7 days. He must show himself willing to come forward with the offerings to be offered. And those offerings are, in a sense, works meet for repentance, and they are, in a sense, restitution for what he has done. Sometimes works meet for repentance are indeed involved with restitution of those damages that we have done. And an unwillingness to offer restitution is often unrepentance manifesting, right? And so all of these things are designed with an Old Testament context to teach us these moral values that pervade the church even to our day. So there is indeed works meet for repentance. He offers his offerings. He separates himself from his former life, his former sin. He doesn't go back to his tent. There is a 7-day separation. There's a week-long separation. There is these offerings that he offers. He comes to the priest. He submits himself under the hand of the priest. All of these things have these New Testament moral truths to teach us for today that do apply to the church of all ages. All right, so then after that, in verse 33. Oh, and one more thing. What did this man do to get leprosy? What sin did he commit to get leprosy? I think in most cases, folks woke up with it. What does it teach us first and foremost? That we are a people defiled. That we don't perhaps even need to be intentional with our sins in order to be sinners, right? The leper simply woke up with leprosy. It wasn't because he was hanging out in the wrong neighborhood. Okay. Then, in verses 33 and following, we have leprosy in objects. What an interesting topic to think about. What an interesting thing to meditate upon. That your house could be leprous. Now, you're inside your own house. You get up one morning. Maybe you haven't noticed it until now. There's this green spot on the wall. Honey, I think there's a green spot on the wall. Is it leprosy? I don't know. Well, if we tell the priest, what's he going to do? He's going to come look at it. And if he thinks it might be leprosy, we've got to relocate for 7 days. So there would be a natural reluctance to come to the priest. And yet, let us also understand that there would be spiritually, in the upright, a forwardness to come to the priest because they would not want to be associated nor contract that leprosy to themselves. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, the leprosy can be in our houses. Sometimes the cause and occasions of sin can be in the things around us because of our own weakness. And this is what the Lord would teach us here in leprosy, in inanimate objects, non-living things, that our houses can be a stumbling block to us. Our vehicles can be a stumbling block to us. Our clothing can be a stumbling block to us. Our food can be a stumbling block to us. All kinds of things can cause us to sin, or it can be contributory to our own sinfulness because we are indeed a weak people. And so then all of these other things rise up. And we become apprised perhaps more and more of the great and high standard that God has. And that sometimes it's inadvertently we are found sinning in these things. And yet, even when we are found inadvertently sinning in these things, we must deal with them. That's what righteousness is. Righteousness is not failing to deal with sins when they rise up, when we notice them, even if they were accidental. How many times have you heard this? I didn't mean to. I'm glad you didn't mean to. That would be worse. It still needs to be dealt with. Right? Whether we're adults or children, if we make that excuse, let us then turn those guns of accusation upon ourselves when we hear coming out of our own mouths, I didn't mean to, because there are things that are inadvertent, that are sinful. We must confess and forsake them and deal rightly with them. And a failure to deal with them then makes for some grave difficulties. What does Jesus say in the Sermon on the Mount? Well, let's put it in this Levitical context first and then in the Sermon on the Mount context. In the Levitical context, it's, if your house offends you, tear it down. In the Sermon on the Mount context is, if your eye offends you, pluck it out. You see, these are the same kinds of truths being taught here in Leviticus 14 as we apply that general equity, that moral equity into the days of the New Testament. And notice that when that house would be cleansed, there is the same kind of offering for the leper that would be cleansed. It is indeed a sin. It is considered a sin that needs to be expiated, a sin that needs to be cleansed. But did you notice how it's cleansed? And we'll close with this. It is cleansed by two birds. That's because you can't do it all on one bird. You can't kill a bird and then watch him fly away. It doesn't work like that. So the first dove dies. There is running water. There is hyssop and a scarlet thread and cedar. Why cedar? Because what did leprosy smell like? Well, I don't know. But I do know that things like that can have a particular odor to them. But cedar, what does cedar smell like? How many of you have a cedar closet? Or cedar liners for your shoes? Or something like that. How many of you have ever taken a piece of cedar, aromatic cedar, and gone, oh, that smells good? That's why. That's why the Lord said, use cedar here. Because what this does is this says that once these offerings are offered, they testify to that sweet savor of Christ. And they are forgiven. And so that living bird, once he comes into contact with the blood and the running water and the scarlet thread and the cedar and the hyssop, then he is what? He is set free. He is no longer bound to that sin, to that leprosy. That worshiper, having died to sin, is released into the wild to righteousness. That's why the two birds. So let's stand and continue praising God.